Well, a study out this week finds that a dangerous kind of superbug called CRE is better at evading antibiotics and showing other bacteria how to evade antibiotics than scientists had previously thought. The CDC director, Tom Frieden, has called CREs nightmare bacteria. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, tell us more about what we learned from this new study on CREs.
So these are bugs that, as you mentioned, are really concerning, nightmare bacteria, because they're often resistant to many types of antibiotics, and particularly some antibiotics that are kind of last resort drugs, carbapenems. That's where the C comes from in the name CRE. The other thing about these superbugs is that the things that give them resistance, they're able to swap those factors or those genes amongst other bacteria. So an E. coli bug that had one of these factors could pass it off to a Klebsiella pneumonia bacteria, which is really something you don't want to be having happen.
And how common are these superbugs? I mean, this is pretty rare still, right?
They're not, you know, seen every day, but they're not as rare as people would like them to be. And the belief is that they are perhaps spreading more effectively than has been realized up till now.
So if a bacteria is resistant to antibiotics, do doctors have any other options for treating the person?
It's rare to find a bacteria that is resistant to all antibiotics. In most cases, when you see resistance, you find bugs that are resistant to a bunch of drugs. But on occasion, you do actually find cases where people don't respond at all. There was just a recent report out of the CDC last week, as a matter of fact, of a woman in Nevada who died in September from an infection that did not respond to any drugs that were used on her, and testing after her death showed that no drugs that are available in the United States would have cured that infection.
So what's the solution here? What are doctors and researchers working on to try to deal with these superbugs?
Obviously, there's huge interest in getting pharma to develop new antibiotics, and there is work on that going ahead. But of course, the bugs are really smart, and they develop resistance to anything that we throw at them. So even if we develop new drugs, they're going to have to be used really sparingly, or they too will probably succumb to resistance. You know, the answer is using these drugs wisely, not using them when they're not needed.
And do you think that that's being done right now? Are doctors taking this seriously enough that they're being careful about prescribing antibiotics only when they're needed?
There's certainly been a huge amount of public discussion about this issue over the last few years. And I think people are understanding how serious the threat is. But it's not just doctors, it's people. I mean, you know, people get sick and go into their doctor's office and want something that makes them feel better. And sometimes they want antibiotics when, you know, they may have a viral infection, or they may have something that will go away on its own if they just sort of tough it out.
But isn't it then the doctor's responsibility to say, no, you don't need these antibiotics right now?
Yeah, sure. But I think we all play a part in this, you know.
That's Helen Branswell, who covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT. Helen, thanks so much.
Thank you.